From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea's foreign minister, Ri Yong-ho, Monday said President Donald Trump, predicting last week that North Korea's leadership won't be around much longer, had declared war on his country. The North Korean diplomat said that gives his country the right to countermeasures, including shooting down U.S. warplanes, even if they're not in North Korean airspace. White House press spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders dismissed the statement as absurd.
It's never appropriate for a country to shoot down another country's aircraft when it's over international waters. Our goal is still the same. We continue to seek the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, doing that through both the most maximum economic and diplomatic pressures as possible at this point.
South Korea's Yonhap News Agency said the North has boosted its defenses along its east coast. In Washington Monday, South Korea's Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa said further North Korean provocations are likely, called on the U.S. to help Seoul manage the issue and avoid raising tensions.
There cannot be another war in the region. There cannot be another outbreak of war on the Korean Peninsula. The consequences would be devastating, not just for the Korean Peninsula, but for Northeast Asia and indeed the whole international community.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis Tuesday said the U.S. seeks a diplomatic solution, while China warned there would be no winners in a conflict. A Britain-based tribal advocacy group said wildlife charities support so-called anti-poaching eco-squads that arrest, torture, and kill indigenous pygmies who hunt in their ancestral forests. Survival International said many of the Baka and Bayaka pygmies in Cameroon, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Central African Republic have been forced out of national parks. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is scheduled to brief members of the Security Council Thursday on the violence in Myanmar's western Rakhine state, prompting more than 400,000 Rohingya Muslims to flee to Bangladesh. At the UN, Myanmar's Ambassador Hao Doswan cautioned against using terms like atrocities, ethnic cleansing, or genocide.
Let me be clear, Mr. President. There is no ethnic cleansing. There is no genocide. The leaders of Myanmar, who have long been striving for freedom and human rights, will not espouse such policies. We will do everything to prevent ethnic cleansing and genocide.
In Myanmar, security forces claim to have unearthed the bodies of another 17 Hindu villagers they said were attacked by Muslim insurgents, bringing to 45 the number discovered since Sunday. A spokesman for the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army denies it was responsible, insisting it doesn't target civilians. The U.S. said it's deeply disappointed that Iraqi Kurds went ahead with a referendum on independence Monday, warning it will increase instability in the region. Large numbers of voters turned out to cast ballots. The Prime Minister of Iraq's regional Kurdistan government, Nechervan Barzani, called it historic. He said the Kurdish people simply want to live peacefully and democratically. Iraq has called the referendum unconstitutional. A new round of Brexit talks between Britain and the European Union is underway, with the EU insisting first on terms of Britain's departure before moving on to its future relations. British Prime Minister Theresa May has proposed a two-year transition period after Britain's formal departure in March 2019. Michel Barnier is the EU's chief negotiator.
The European Union is keen and eager to understand better how the UK government will translate the Prime Minister's speech into negotiating positions.
One of the key issues is how Britain plans to settle its outstanding financial commitments. Most schools in Mexico City are still closed following last week's earthquake that killed hundreds. More than 44,000 schools in six states were set to reopen Monday, but only a fraction in Mexico City opened, with many still considered unsafe. Brazil has decided to keep a large part of the Amazon rainforest from being opened to foreign miners. A decree is expected Tuesday after the environmental group Greenpeace said it found a number of illegal mines and landing strips in the Denmark-sized area known as Renca. The Asian Development Bank said it expects developing Asia to grow faster than previously forecast this year and next. It predicts growth this year of 5.9%, 5.8% in 2018, buoyed by a pickup in global trade and China's continued economic expansion. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.